Oh, I don't have the thing.
E A L E.
Hey,
welcome to the only undefeated NFL football team. Your Philadelphia Eagles are 4-0. Not yours, because you're a Ravens fan. Mine, and not Dom's, because he's a Giants fan. But the Philadelphia Eagles are the only undefeated team in the NFL. Last time they went 4-0, T.O. was on the team.
It was good times back then.
Yeah, it was for a season.
We got the crews all here. Dom, Dylan, Charles, Pete. Yes.
And that's
good
it.
Good to see y'all. look, your birds can – you have 12 more games. I wish you all the luck.
Hey man, I'll take 4-0 to start and be happy as long as we don't end up with just 4 wins.
Yeah, look, it's happened. hey. And Mom's here too. Hi.
Hi, everyone that's here. Also, please root for your New Orleans Saints to shit the bed.
Yeah, because that's that helps you guys out with the pick, doesn't it?
Right now, we currently have the 4th overall pick in the NFL.
Got it.
Andy Dalton is the Eagles fan base's favorite quarterback right now.
Look, I like Andy Dalton.
I like him as long as he sucks.
Well, he's done that for a really long time. He was really good at in Cincinnati.
He was not bad.
All right, I'm going a little House of the Dragons on you. We're gonna do 20 minutes of the episode just like this.
Yes, that's fucking awesome. And to round out the sports talk, the Philadelphia Phillies actually changed their Twitter account over the weekend to a Miami Marlins fan account. Because the Phillies needed the Marlins to beat the Brewers, which they did, to knock the Phillies' magic number to make the playoffs down, and it's finally at 1. So all the Phillies have to do is win a game in the next 3 against the Houston Astros.
What if they lose? They can lose.
They can 2. Lose.
They just have to win one of them.
They have to win one of them, and I think if the Brewers lose one, they're out. I forget, but the Phillies are on the verge of. Because right now, sorry for the sports thing. Right now, the Seattle Mariners ended the Major League Baseball's longest playoff drought by making the playoffs this year. And that longest playoff drought now goes to the Phillies.
Really?
Yes. Weird as that is.
Oh, because there's like 700 teams that make the playoffs every year.
Correct.
That's fine.
Now, okay. Every year they add another wild card. My cool. Sound is cutting in and out, Pete. So. Cool, all right. Cool. Well, get a better computer.
Wow. wow.
Thank you. okay, back to how was your weekend?
My weekend was busy. Busy. Watched some stuff, you know, all the regular things we've been hitting. You actually watched stuff? Good.
Well,
I had a couple gigs, had a full band gig, my first full band public gig. It was good. Good times. We have another one coming up with that band this Sunday. We're playing Shady Brook Farms for Fall Fest.
Okay.
And then we have another gig at that place, 5-4 Bar in December, I believe.
All right.
Did that, had a solo gig, a lot of rain.
Oh, yeah.
Lot of rain. I've started this show called The Patient, which is pretty cool. Yeah, it's so Dom Hall Gleason, who you know from 100 different things, even if you don't think you do.
I do. His wasn't he in the last
You probably know him from Peter Rabbit.
Wasn't he the guy in the Star Wars movies?
He was. He was also Hux.
He was Hux. Okay.
Yeah.
Great character arc for Hux.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No. He's so dirty. However, he's great. It's him and Steve Carell.
Okay.
So it's a fascinating concept. It's about a serial killer who kidnaps a therapist to help him.
Oh. okay, like,
become better, and locks him in his basement to be his therapist, so he can stop killing people.
Interesting.
It's actually pretty fascinating. It's a lot of great character work between him and Steve Carell. I started watching that, and nothing else too much. Bits and pieces of Dahmer's been kicking in and out.
I don't have any desire to watch that.
How about you? What were you up to this weekend?
I had a super exciting Friday night, couple raids, little Destiny.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Uh-huh. Saturday night was a little bit of a spur of the moment karaoke-ish rock band night.
Ooh.
Yeah. As I showed you the video that I'm not showing anyone else, but we did a little drinking. We played a little rock band.
Oh.
Our band name this time was Clitty Glitter.
That's good.
Yes. Yes. And yeah, we did some singing. You know, you three songs a set, and you each person picks a song, and the song that you heard me do was 25 or 6 to 4, and I think I nailed a little bit of it in the beginning.
You did. There was the third line of the second verse.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. And then it went off the rails quickly.
Yeah. The chorus. Not there, but that's all right.
That was my weekend. I did watch a couple things.
Oh, look at you go.
I did. There was a Battlestar Galactica marathon on.
Yeah.
I started to watch this new show called Family Law.
Nope.
Yeah. So it's actually, they're in their third, about to film their third season. It's a show up in Canada that the CW picked up. Right. So already, it's already all. Victor Garber stars.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this.
State, yep. And Janelle Williams, who used to be in Warehouse 13.
Because CW cannot get enough of Victor Garber for some reason.
No. And I made it through about, I think I'm about 20 minutes in, and I just stopped and started to watch The Office.
Great.
It's not a
big deal. I mean, we did find out that Victor Garber really is the target demographic for the CW.
Apparently he is. For me, apparently.
Which sadly, there's no Stargirl update this week because there was no new episode of Stargirl on the CW last week.
Oh, apparently Victor Garber also started a TikTok account where he gives acting tips.
Oh, I might have to go find that.
I haven't watched any of it yet. I just saw Jewel State tweeted about it at one point, and she like records for him. But it's his account, and he gives acting tips.
Jewel State of Firefly fame.
Of Firefly fame. Grown up Jewel State.
Yes.
Definitely has some plastic work done.
Great. Good for her. I saw the people watching, saw some stuff. Dylan saw Smile. That's right in your wheelhouse, right? You love the horror.
Such a creepy picture. So creepy. So creepy.
And Stakeland 1 and 2. I don't know what that is. Is that zombie vampires? Ooh, speaking of zombies, Walking Dead came back.
Yeah, it did.
I know you love it, but
I'm catching up. I'm starting from scratch.
It's the 11th final season, part 3. So I think it's going to be 6 or 7 episodes. The first one dropped last night, but if you have AMC Plus, you saw that and next week.
Oh, damn, I don't have that.
I know. It's a shame. But they're going all out already with this. It's such great storytelling. The showrunner, Angela and Kang, that came on a few years ago. has really changed the whole show around to where everybody was done and checked out from watching it. And then she came on, and it's been amazing ever since. Unfortunately, nobody checked back in to keep watching it.
More zombies?
Some. But again, hasn't really been a zombie show since like season 1.
Right. So Charles said Stakeland 1 and 2 were vampire movies.
I bet they're fun.
That makes sense.
I bet they're more fun than Day Shift. And Day Shift was pretty fun.
I haven't seen Day Shift yet.
I'm not surprised.
I forgot about it. I did. I totally forgot about it. Damn. It's on my list.
Yeah, Netflix is really good at moving stuff off that front page as soon as
it really does.
It's per day.
It does. So when I look at my Netflix shows that it tells me it wants me to watch, it's Friday Night Lights, Stargate. Yeah. I'm not there on a Friday Night Lights thing. I think I need to wait until at least next summer before I go back to that. So I'm I'm holding off, holding off.
Terrifier 2 from Dylan, he's saying, okay, is what you should watch. And I mean, look, I miss the Munsters. I have some catching up to do with stuff to drop this weekend. The Munsters and Hocus Pocus 2 both came out, and I just
a lot of Hocus Pocus stuff on Facebook. Apparently, it got really great reviews.
Yeah, I think it's as good as the first one, I'm sure.
No, I've never seen the first one. Shocker.
Oh, my God.
But side note for that is apparently they used Hannah Waddington not enough.
I heard that. Look, the first one's the best Sarah Jessica Parker has ever looked.
Look, she was good in Girls Just Want to Have Fun, though.
Sure.
You don't remember Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
I do. Yeah. It was not good.
No, but I didn't say fine. The movie was good.
Yeah. I did watch, before we dig into the news and everything, I did stay up with Rings of Power, which you were talking a minute beforehand.
Yes.
If you've been holding off because I keep talking about what a snooze fest it is, they have changed their tune.
Oh, good.
They are all in on moving the story, and like stuff's finally happened. They did plenty of setup. I will not deny them that. They did like 5 episodes of setup.
Wow.
To get
that's a lot
here.
Of setup.
But then everything comes together all at once, and it's just rolling now.
Okay.
Great effects, fight scenes you could see, which was great. You know, and action, the action was great. You could tell where they spent all the money, and it was nice to see it in a battle this time, as opposed
they
to
waited.
Just on like, no, they spent the show cost $750 million. They've been spending money.
Okay. Hey, there's the dog.
So that's I will awesome. Say, look, I found the mute button on Frank. So
yeah,
they did spend all the money on the fight scene too, which was great. The storytelling's been great, and they've been tying everything back together. And it looks like the last handful of episodes this season are going to be really
how many
exciting.
More do they have left?
I think it's I think it's only 2 this season.
Okay, and I know She-Hulk has 2 left, right?
Two.
All right. Okay.
2. Yeah, so they have a lot of ground to cover. We'll get there.
Yes, we will. What was I going to say? Sorry, making sure my dog's standing there.
Dom has a little Sarah Jessica Parker comment.
See, I have to look for the Family Guy thing that Dom said. Family Guy made that joke that Sarah Jessica Parker looks like a foot. It has stuck with him, and he thinks she does. I think she has a horse face.
What
is worse, I think.
I'm going to say again, she looks great in Hocus Pocus 1. I've not seen the second one yet. So.
Oh, and before I go into the couple of little newsy things I have. So we're big fans of Ted Lasso.
We are.
Right? And thanks to Xbox, I have this 10-hour free thing for EA games. So I get 10 hours free of like Madden. And then it's a good little thing. It gives you a chance to play it for a little bit, see if you like the game. So I downloaded FIFA because they put AFC Richmond in FIFA. The entire team.
How's the rating for them?
They're really good. They're really freaking good.
In FIFA ratings, they rated them really well?
I didn't look at the actual player ratings, and maybe it's – so I bought the game.
They're not even Premier League. So
no, they're not a real team.
I know that, but right. I mean, even on the show, they're not in the Premier League.
No. So I bought the game. I ended up buying the game because the save kept getting messed up with the 10-hour thing or whatever. And then I did this career mode where you can create a player and play as a player on a team, or you could be the manager.
Mm.
So I am Ted Lasso in this.
Oh, that's exciting.
Now, to add the team in, you can pick any of the soccer leagues that are around the world to add them in. So I decided to add them into the MLS.
Yeah.
And to do that, you have to remove a team. So I removed the team from the MLS.
Okay.
Because I hate Dallas so much. Dallas is out.
That's good. That's fine. I was going to say, if you remove the Union,
I actually want to play. I'll get to play in the Union's home field, and I want to do that.
It's Subaru Park. You'll get to play against Andre Blake, though. Watch out. He's MVP, man.
I have Jamie Tartt.
Yeah, he's not.
And I have Roy Kent, and I have a good Roy Kent. This Roy Kent has 2 good knees.
Oh, nice. Lovely.
Yes. So three games.
They were also at the football game yesterday morning.
I saw. I did. Ted was there. Beard.
Yeah, the whole cast showed up.
Yeah,
came out for it.
Side note again, Danny Rojas has 6 goals in 2 games for me.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm on the like easiest settings because the game like matches your settings to where they think you are skill wise in the game. And yeah. Since I know nothing about soccer, every time I go offside, fair. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, it's offside just means you can't be past the defense.
Yeah, that's I'm always. Yeah.
You don't do that. You can't be past two if you're past the defense.
Right.
Danny Rojas, who may be our next Venom. We'll see.
Really? Interesting.
Spoilers for No Way Home. He's the bartender.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize
Tom Hardy's
that.
Talking to.
I never realized that.
Yes, sir.
You know, Beard is in House of Dragons, right?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't see him.
I'll show you later.
Yeah.
So, Sony has purchased the rights for Tarzan.
Oh, well, that's
from the Burroughs estate with the intention of undertaking a total reinvention of the character and property. Completely rebooting Tarzan in the modern era.
I don't think it works in the modern era.
No. So there's nobody attached to it or anything like that, but this is just they purchased the rights.
I mean, even non-modern era, look, Alexander Skarsgård could not get people to go see Tarzan.
No, or Margot Robbie, and they were like naked half the movie, weren't they?
I don't know. I don't even know if Margot Robbie was in it. But
she was.
Well, then that would have hurt it for me. But Alexander, she's no Jane. Come on.
She was Jane.
From what I understand, there's a lot of people that find the Skarsgård boy,
yes,
to have a fairly good physique.
Yes, he does definitely have like a 12-pack, I think, if I recall from True Blood.
Yeah, yeah, and nobody cared. So
no, nobody went to see.
I don't know
it.
What they're gonna do with it, and now it's you get real touchy real quick depending on who you're bringing up as the bad guys.
Yep.
Because yeah. You can't do colonizers anymore.
No.
So how are you going to pull that off?
I have no idea. It's a very slippery slope to modernize it. And even to make it back in that time period, it's still a little slippery because people will, oh, don't do that. And you can't do that. And
right.
Is it even worth it to do it anymore?
I don't think Tarzan is the way to go anymore. I think there's plenty of other properties out there that they can go find. I guess it's the right name recognition. But I don't think it's
what about play. Universal is going to continue on, or actually they're going to remake a series.
Oh, a series of movies?
Well, one movie to start.
Oh,
how about American Pie?
No.
Universal has announced a new American Pie film is in development, which will be a fresh take on the franchise by actor and filmmaker Sujata Day.
So I'm guessing it'll just be a multicultural watered down version of the original.
There's no possible way they can do the movie that they made. What was it, back in the 90s or early 2000s?
It was the 90s. Those guys are all my age.
Yeah, they are.
So, yeah, I didn't read any of the articles on this. Every picture I saw was the original cast of American Pie. So I was like, right. Oh, they're going to reboot. Oh, that doesn't make sense.
American Pie was July 9th, 1999 was the first one. It was an $11 million budget, and it pulled in $235.5, which isn't bad.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's been like 6 movies, though, because I think they even did spinoffs.
Yeah, they've pulled in almost $1 billion. They did 3 movies, and then they did like 5 straight to DVDs.
Like the name recognition is there. I think the problem is, you know, for all the people that was their generation in the movies they watched, right? Most of those people that were of the age for that all have kids now. So now it's creepy to go watch this happen with high school. You're like, I don't want to see that.
Well, Allison Hannigan went from that to How I Met Your Mother.
To being just the host of the Penn and Teller Fooled Us show is all she does now. No, she went from that to Buffy.
Or
was she in Buffy
already? No, I think she was in Buffy already. She was a little older. I think she went from Buffy to this.
But this was during Buffy.
where it was Dory Buffy.
Buffy was out for like 100 years. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I look, it's not going to be good.
No.
It's going to be a money grab, and it'll work because of the name recognition. But I guess that'll stream on Peacock. I mean, maybe they'll put it out in the movie theaters. But I feel like that's more the kind of play Peacock he's making, where Peacock he's bringing shows back and then canceling them, as they've done with three of their 90s nostalgia shows now.
And you said Punky Brewster was really good.
I enjoyed it a lot. It was fun. It hit the nostalgia thing. But also, I haven't gotten to see Solil Mumfrai in 30, 40 years.
True.
And she's great.
Yeah.
They canceled that already. Saved by the Bell, Queer as Folk reboot. All those things already got canceled on Peacock.
Not like Netflix that gives you three seasons before they cancel you.
Sometimes.
If they like you.
I think we will see less and less of the three-season Netflix show now. Because, you know, we're going to see their subscription model.
Hold on.
Where they're changed, where they're going to start charging you for ads. We'll see that pay tier soon.
Yeah. Oh, God. I just had a Comcast guy come to my door today to try and switch me over.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Your internet seems to be doing fine, so I would stay with what you have.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm looking for something real fast.
So are you looking for stuff so that we can get you can talk about Orphan Black Echoes coming out? Kristen Ritter starting to get some screenshots and sneak peeks of that.
No, but by all means.
No, well, look, you should. You can watch this one. I don't think you have to have seen the original.
Okay.
It just looks like it's set in that world, which they've also done other like graphic novel spinoffs and web series and things like that based in that world. But the Tatiana Maslany was the original Orphan Black on the show, and Kristen Ritter being the new spinoff in there. I'm wondering if we see her as clones like we did Tatiana and how she'll play that. But I'm really intrigued to see her play all these different characters.
Right.
I think it'll be interesting to see her stretch like that.
Okay.
As opposed to play this like just snarky, which she's played in Breaking Bad and Don't Trust to Be in Apartment 23 and Jessica Jones. Bad? Yeah. Kristen Ritter?
Oh, Kristen Ritter. I'm sorry.
Not
Tatiana. We're talking about Tatiana.
No.
Gotcha.
No, we'll talk about her soon.
Yep. What I was going to say was, so Tom Hanks wrote a book and he said out of his 45-year career, he's only made four good films, he thinks, but he never elaborated to say which four they were, which is a smart move. So I grabbed the Rotten Tomatoes list of Tom Hanks's movies. Now there's 52, and we don't want to bore everyone by going through all 52 of his movies. No. It's a lot of movies.
That is. It's one. Watch one a week. I feel like he's done more than 52 movies, though. That seems really low.
They might not be counting cameos or anything like that, but... Mm. I'm gonna breeze through some of these, and then we'll hit the like the top like 15-ish, 10-ish or something.
Sure.
But number 52 is The Bonfire of the Vanities.
Yeah, I feel like that's
low. I didn't even remember he was in that. That's 1990.
Yeah, that sounds low.
Yeah. The Da Vinci Code movies are in the 40s. Pinocchio that just came out, that's 47.
Yeah, no interest in seeing that one.
No. The Man with the One Red Shoe from 85.
That's that was great.
That's 43.
That seems
Here's
low.
Another one I don't agree with. The Money Pit is number 42.
It's funny.
A good movie. Funny.
It's not a good movie, but it's funny.
Turner and Hooch, 41. The Burbs, 39. Too low. Burbs is
well,
great.
Yeah, but he's got his top 10 is going to be pretty epic, though.
Probably. Bachelor Party at 37.
No, that should be number two.
That should be way, way, way up there.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I mean, look, how often do you get him and Adrian Zemed and Jessica Hahn?
How often do you get
movie?
Adrian Zemed?
Not often enough.
No.
Honestly.
Volunteers from 85 is 34. John Candy, Rita Wilson.
Yeah. That's where he met Rita.
Yeah. This movie would rank in my top five of Tom Hanks movies. Is a guilty pleasure, number 31. It is Joe versus the Volcano. Yes, is a super guilty pleasure for me.
You get the Meg Ryan triple threat in that movie. You can't beat it.
So here's where this list loses all flavor for me. You've got Male, 29.
Okay.
Forrest Gump, 28.
No. What?
Right. Sleepless in Seattle, 25.
Nah, I mean, definitely over You Got Mail, but not.
This is Rotten Tomatoes, so this is Rotten Tomatoes ranked.
Oh, so this is by Rotten Tomatoes.
This is by Rotten Tomatoes.
Forrest Gump's that low on Rotten Tomatoes? Wow.
Forrest Gump has a 71% rating.
All right, so on, I am going to say that and we're not there yet, but the volleyball movie I think is going to be number one.
Oh,
Castaway.
Yeah. Philadelphia, 79. He was sensational in that movie.
So he's said some things about that movie recently. That
I don't
he's
think he was real happy with it, was he?
No, he was. He said we couldn't make that movie now.
Oh no, absolutely not.
It wouldn't be right for me to play that role now.
No.
But at the time, I mean, he won an Oscar for it.
Yeah. The Green Mile at 22, 79% fresh.
Yeah, look, that has a Stephen King problem where they didn't know how to end it.
Right. I never saw it, actually.
It's great.
I know.
Great
I heard it's
movie.
Great. And isn't that one of that's one of Michael Clark Duncan's better roles too, isn't it?
It is. He was really well on that. David who's last David Morse was
David
great
Morse,
in it. And the other guy who plays the one guard who then went on to a bunch of other really obscure movies is fantastic as well.
Elvis at 21.
Okay. It's on my list. I've heard great things.
Yep. A League of Their Own, 19.
Also way too low.
At 81%. Now, above
look,
that,
81's really good for
right,
Rotten Tomatoes,
and,
though.
And above that at 81% is Road to Perdition. How does that get above The League of Their Own?
All right.
Right? Sully at 16.
Oh, wait. Now I'm thinking about this more. I might rethink my Castaway. I think that's top five. I think the guy, the boat, the captain.
Oh,
Captain Phillips. I bet is one of the top couple.
So I'm going to go from 15 back since we're here. 15 okay. is News of the World. That was 2020.
Okay.
That's a Civil War-ish movie.
And nope, got nothing.
The Post, number 14, okay. 2017's.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 13, Castaway.
Wow, it's really low.
Yeah, it's 89%, though, which is a great, great rating.
The fact that he has 12 movies over 89% is mind-boggling.
Well, here, Bridge of Spies, which I always wanted to see and I never got to see. That's at 12, 91%.
That's surprising.
Coming in at number 11, probably my number one rated Tom Hanks movie. That Thing You Do.
Okay.
That's at 93% at 11.
That's a great movie.
Saving Private Ryan at 10 at 94.
Okay.
Captain Phillips is 9
yeah.
at 93. And if you think about it, you know what the top couple are going to be.
I didn't even hit the top 8. Well, yeah. I would, but you said some of the ones I would have thought were there already way down the list.
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which was a really good movie. The Mr. Rogers movie. That's a 95% Rotten Tomatoes rating.
Okay.
Apollo 13 at 96% at number 7.
So wait, he has 6 movies over 96%?
Yeah, so far.
Wow.
Actually, okay. Wait. No, they're not. So Beautiful Day is 95. Apollo 13 is 96%. That's 1. Catch Me If You Can at number 6 is 96%.
Oh.
That's 2.
All right.
Big is at 97% at number 5.
Okay.
And then you have Toy Story 4 at 97, Toy Story 3 at 98, Toy Story at 100% is the number 2 movie. His number 1 movie is actually Toy Story 2 at 100%. He has 2 100% Rotten Tomato movies.
Yeah, see, I wasn't thinking the animation stuff.
That's
How low is Splash? Because I would put Splash above.
God,
multiple,
I don't even think I saw Splash on
multiple
here.
Movies
I
on there.
Click through that.
Another John Candy. I bet it's around the Volunteers.
Yeah, I noticed the John Candy movies all
kind the of... problem with Rotten Tomatoes is since Rotten Tomatoes has only been around
for
what, maybe 10 years, you're only getting current perspective on the movies.
It's not here. Splash isn't even on here. So this list is already invalid. So that was a waste of 5 minutes.
Well, that's great, though. Everybody really enjoyed it. Look, the chat's blown up with how excited everybody was about your Tom Hanks list.
Oh, hey. What can I do, right? What can I do? Let me see. How about we go to...
So much stuff this week. There was...
We could do the Marvel stuff?
Yeah, there was some big Marvel news, I think, this week, right? About Blade. Blade had some stuff going on.
Blade. Let me see. Where's the Blade thing? Hang on. I didn't do my...
So Blade lost its director.
Blade lost its director.
Due to reasons.
Yep. The famous time constraints.
Yeah. So time constraints supposed to start shooting in 2 months. No director. Yep. And then the rumor mill sent out almost immediately afterwards that they're also taking the script back and rewriting it.
Apparently that's what's supposed to happen, yes.
And Mahershala Ali is pissed.
I would be too, because he's going to be 60 when the movie comes out.
When it films.
When it films. Wait, didn't they already start filming some of this?
I would have thought so. My concerns with where we're at with this, though, is you know, whatever was written probably tied into a lot of things really well.
Right.
Now they're going to rewrite the whole thing for no good reason. When they did that with Doctor Strange 2, we saw what happened there.
Yep.
So
he's going to remain Bassam Tariq.
As an executive producer.
As an executive producer, yeah. Which is just them throwing him a bone.
Dom's asking about the writer for Multiverse of Madness being a writer for Secret Wars. I believe that writer was also the writer of Loki. If I remember right, Michael Waldron, right?
Michael Waldron, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with him doing Secret Wars because I got to give him a chance.
So I think...
Got to give it a chance.
I think he would be more tapped for being a writer of Loki to do the Secret Wars thing.
Right.
My question still, though, is what Secret Wars are we getting? And how are we going to get there in this? It seems like a long time, but there's not that many movies that are going to be directly involved in this. Because you have two totally different worlds getting set up now, right? Yep. Like before, everything was leading to Infinity War.
Right.
Right. But like Captain America 4 isn't going to lead to Secret Wars, really. Like it might.
Probably not.
But not really. Thunderbolts, kind of its own thing. Black Panther, holy shit, with the trailer they dropped today.
Yeah, that was where I was going to go next.
Doesn't look necessarily like it's going to set up anything towards Secret Wars.
Black Panther, kind of in
its own universe, right?
Yep.
And then the next, like, so I don't know how much time they have to do another huge crossover. Unless they're going to try and do it all on TV, which is a horrible idea.
That's a terribly bad idea. Did you watch the Black Trailer Panther, right?
The Black Trailer Panther.
Did you watch the Black Panther trailer?
I did.
Since I reminded you this morning before you got off to work, right?
Yeah, I had no idea that it was.
No, I just happened to catch it. Now Dom already has tickets for it, and I'm wondering if Dom's going to see this more than he saw No Way Home. Or where that's going to rank on Dom's list of how many times.
I don't even know if I bought tickets to Black Adam yet. I might have. I don't remember.
Ray texted me the other day and asked me if I was going to go see Black Adam with him. Tell me you didn't see the Panther. You saw the Black Panther trailer.
Read it again, Dom. Read it again, Frank.
Black trailer.
Dom, throwing shade from the chat at Frank.
Oh,
okay. I think it looks great. I think they went a little overboard with some things. If you haven't seen it yet,
I know there's
people that try not to watch trailers.
Well, if you didn't watch the trailer, I'm about to share a picture that is possibly the biggest spoiler that is going to come out before the movie comes out anyway.
Is it the wings?
It's not the flying wings. It's the picture of the mask.
Mm.
This is the picture. This is a screen grab of the Black Panther mask. And that person there, that's if you're so if you're, you know, mute for a couple seconds, it looks like
it's a little too late there. Oh, yeah. Podcasting, sure.
Yeah.
It has looks like similar markings.
It has similar markings on the mask as Shuri's face, which means we're not getting the Angela Bassett.
However, didn't
ever possibly.
Weren't there other characters in the first one that had the same similar markings when they were doing the ceremonies?
Probably. I mean, I would love to have Killmonger come back, but this Black Panther suit looks like it has boobs.
Not Killmonger. Look, I don't know if they go that you know, easy, I mean, to guess.
Everybody
I'd love to see I'd love to see Lupita Nyong'o's character.
Mm, absolutely.
As Black it's Panther, I don't know if they go that route.
It's not that I dislike Shuri, but it's like the obvious.
Look, they have a lot of ground to make up to earn Shuri the Black Panther title in this, based on what we know about the character.
And the rumored runtime is like 2 hours and 41 minutes.
Holy Lord. There's tickets now. There'd be a runtime. When you can buy tickets, you can see the runtime.
I believe that's what it was. I'm sorry, 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Okay, that's short.
Then again, I see 2 hours, 41 minutes is trending. So Thor Ragnarok was 2:10. Black Widow was 2:13.
Thor Multiverse Ragnarok of Madness was too long.
Yeah, Multiverse of Madness was too long.
Yeah. so was Thor Love and Thunder about 2 hours and 10 minutes, it sounds like.
Armor Wars also is no longer a TV series, but is now a movie.
That's exciting.
And as far as, do you think what's his name? Terrence Howard comes back as the villain?
No, I do not think that.
That'd be awesome, right? That'd be great. They did also, in a Black Panther trailer, you did get a little more of a sneak peek at Ironheart.
Yeah, I still don't know anything about that character. I don't know if that character even is still...
I don't know. She's getting her own TV show, too. Like, Marvel's out there going, you get a TV show, and you get a TV
2 hours and 41 minutes is what Regal says.
2 hours. Okay. There you go.
That's long.
That's right. That's a long movie. How long was No Way Home?
Way Home was 2 hours and 52. Well, with the 11 extra minutes, I think it topped 3 hours.
Yep. This is going to be the longest movie of Phase 4. Yay. I'm kidding. I actually really do want to see it a lot.
Black Adam, 2 hours and 4 minutes.
That's 2 hours longer than it should be.
Yeah.
Just give me 4 minutes of Dr. Fate and I'm out.
So that's a lot. That's a lot on the Black Panther. Armor Wars, I'm excited. I remember the original in the comics. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope we get back Justin Hammer is my hope for that. And then I'm all in. Sam Rockwell back as Justin Hammer. And I am 100% into Armor Wars.
Don Cheadle's 57, so Armor Wars is coming out in Phase 6, so he'll be sick. He'll be in his 60s.
Phase 7, right? Or phase is it Phase 7? 6? I didn't see an announcement for when it was going to release because there's no slots for it.
No, it doesn't. It just says it remains unclear how much Armor Wars will be delayed because of the Switch. Armor Wars may have to be pushed back until Phase 6 unless Marvel finds a window in 5 that makes sense.
Well, we're in Phase 5 in 4 months.
Right. I mean, they could still shift some stuff down the line in 5, but I don't think you're going to mess with that at all right now. I think
it just tells us that it's going to be standalone, right? That it's not going to be tied to anything else.
I mean, how can it? It has to be.
Nah. We haven't had anything tied to anything else besides end credits.
So this says it's possible.
They even got away with Doctor Strange not even referencing No Way Home happened.
Yeah, but look, I'm chalking Phase 4 up as almost a loss because of the pandemic and how everything got switched around.
Well, and they rewrote stuff on the go because of the pandemic too. I mean, there's scenes you couldn't do
right
that you had planned because of the new restrictions in place.
According to this article, it says it's possible that redeveloping Armor Wars as a feature film may remove the Secret Invasion tie-ins due to the massive time gap that will be left between Secret Invasion's finale and whenever the movie would hit theaters.
Yeah, but I don't know that Armor Wars would have come out much sooner. You know, it's not like
I
these series
was supposed to come out.
It's not like these series are quick. They, I don't remember where it fell.
Secret. So we have, what's this? Key release dates. Guardians. What's five? May.
May is five. Yes.
Yes. May 2023. Blade. And it says 11/03/2023, but I doubt that's going to happen.
I wonder what they're going to have, what they're going to do in there. Right. Like what do you do?
Well, those are the old, yeah. I mean, Ant-Man's got February, Captain Marvel's got July of 2023, Guardians has May, and then Blade was supposed to come out in November.
So Armor Wars was not in Phase 5 to begin with.
No, I think it was Phase 6 TV show, right? In the middle or towards the end of Phase 6.
Yeah. But I don't think they announced an official time for it unless they did a D23.
No, but there was something that I don't know if I mentioned it last week, that there was a new report that Lucasfilm blocked Marvel's announcement of who was going to replace General Ross. So the rumor going around is Harrison Ford has been tapped to play General Ross, not another character, a complete recast. And Lucasfilm, Kathleen Kennedy put her foot down at D23 and said, no, we're focusing Harrison on Indiana Jones, not Marvel right now.
So look,
does she have that much pull to do that?
Look, yes.
Okay.
But besides that, I mean, if you promote the movie coming out next year, not the one coming out in 2 years, right?
Right.
So, but regardless of that, why would you cast Harrison Ford as a character that you want to have around for a while? Yes.
I would take Sam Elliott in a heartbeat. How old is Sam? Sam Elliott is... Elliott is 78 years old.
Yeah, I also missed this from Dylan earlier that feels that Black Panther is going to have an hour tribute to Chadwick.
Hour.
And then feel like they're going to rush everything else.
So I think you're going to get a good 15-20 minute tribute to him, maybe interwoven with the plot of the movie.
I agree.
And I think it'll be done well because I like Ryan Coogler and he's really put like everything. He almost quit directing after Chadwick passed away from what I was reading. But as far as Thunderbolt Ross, Sam Elliott is 78. Harrison Ford's 80. They're only 2 years apart.
Yeah, both too old.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't realize Sam Elliott was that old.
Yeah,
for this, William Hurt was a solid 15 years younger.
Sam Elliott's looked 80 years old since Roadhouse.
Yeah, so I don't know what they do with that. I get their idea for it, but I don't think you can cast that old for it.
No.
Especially if you want it to be something that carries through the phases. Or, hey, look, maybe we're going to get to Phase 6 and they're just going to hit the reset button and introduce mutants and everybody starts from scratch. Yeah. Entirely possible. So if we're moving that stuff around, though, so that means if we – let's say we don't get Blade.
Right.
We still have three Marvel movies in 2023 then. We have Quantumania, Guardians, and the Marvels.
Right.
We lose Blade in November. Then in 2024, we have Captain America in May, Thunderbolts in July. We just got a September announcement for 2024. And then November is Fantastic Four.
Right.
So that's four. If you do Armor Wars anywhere in there, that's five movies in 2024, not counting if we get a Spider-Man or any of the Sony movies that'll come out that year.
I don't think you're going to get a Spider-Man movie until 25. Tom Holland will be 43 years old.
Yeah.
Playing a teenager.
So speaking of this, so but we go right. So all right, so we're gonna do Captain America in May,
right?
Thunderbolts July,
right?
September, we're gonna get Deadpool 3.
The Deadpool 3 announcement was next on my list. That was completely out of left field. Now, remember, was it a week or two ago that I showed that screen grab of Ryan Reynolds in the Deadpool suit for the pictures with his wife?
Yeah.
And apparently he was in that suit. I don't know why, but I had it first. I'm just saying.
He's probably working on this.
Yes.
Because he was wearing that version of it.
Yes.
In one of the shots from the original ad that he's put out.
So the big spoilery news was Hugh Jackman is back as Wolverine.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they said that it's a completely separate thing from Logan. Logan died, and he's dead. And Dom was right. They dropped that on a Tuesday after our show. Like, how rude is that?
Yeah, and then they dropped another one where they gave all the spoilers and explained that point of Logan.
They did.
And, you know, that's in 2029 and an alternate timeline. We're not going to be there. It's going to be, you know, more modern and before all that stuff happened.
No, and we got a great rendition of Wham during the announcement.
So that's a crazy busy year, though.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're cramming that in. Now, every 2 months in 2024, starting in May, you're going to have MarvelCon. None of these movies from that year, until Fantastic Four, sound like they're going to be setting up Secret Wars.
Unless Deadpool sets something up because he's kind of all over the place, but I doubt that even that's going to set anything up.
Yeah, I think if you get that too busy doing that, it stops being a Deadpool movie.
Yeah. But I thought the announcement was phenomenal. I thought it was an aviation gin commercial again.
Now, are you excited for Hugh Jackman to be back? For 54-year-old Hugh Jackman to come back as Wolverine?
I am, because I'm used to seeing him, and maybe it puts a little pump the brakes on the Daniel Radcliffe needs to be Hugh Jackman stuff, or not Hugh Jackman, but Wolverine, and give me the Zac Efron should be Wolverine stuff now.
Yeah, I would take either one of them. I don't think Efron has the right voice, or Radcliffe. I would have preferred a clean break. Let Logan be the end. I get that Ryan Reynolds just wants to do a movie with Hugh Jackman, and they probably begged and pleaded with Feige to, like, hey, let us do this.
Right.
And then you can do your multiverse and just reset everything, and who cares?
Exactly.
Because I feel like he's going to have to soon. Like, I really think they're going to have to do some kind of reset after this Kang Dynasty.
Well, yeah, I think that's coming up down the line because and apparently this Werewolf After Dark stuff is going to connect to the MCU down the line also.
He said
that stuff is going to play a vital role in the MCU in the future.
Yeah, and Blade. Oh, wow. Well, maybe not. Who knows how we'll rewrite it. Anyway, since we're trending to run a little long because we still have some big stuff to talk about.
Yes. The other thing, before we go to the She-Hulk part of it, the Ant-Man trailer looks like it's coming this fall. Which makes sense. I would assume
Black. They're not releasing any trailers before.
No, but the
movies but drop
the,
anymore.
The D23 trailer released out. There's clips of it, and you can get fan video of it if you want to go watch it. I personally have not, and don't want to, and will not.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if that's the trailer we're getting.
Right. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Okay. She-Hulk. Not really a lot to talk about.
No, look, I love this show. I appreciate that we get more and more Tatiana Maslany. I don't like where they went with the Wrecker and that he's not with the whole crew. That bothers me.
Well, yeah,
because they were always together. The Wrecking Crew was the Wrecking Crew. It wasn't like the Wrecker and his crew. It was the Wrecking Crew.
Did I not tell you that the guy was going to be the villain?
Yeah, I'm so disappointed in that. It's such a cliche for, like, oh, powerful woman finds love. Oh, he's a bad, like, so yeah. Cliche.
Very, 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 very cliche.
That I was very disappointed that they went with something that
so obvious.
Much of a trope. I But yeah, like what they did with Porcupine was great, and with Aguilar.
Yeah. Oh, I like
super
that.
Fun with him and Manbull. And now, he was, oh, I did Matador in college. It was great. And then in the animation at the end, they show him in college as a Matador in a hallway of his dorm. It was fantastic.
I enjoyed the episode for not really pushing the story forward much.
And that's okay. I don't think that's the point of this show.
It is. It's a fun show. And if you don't watch it, you're not really missing anything until this week coming up, supposedly.
Yeah, we have two episodes left, so we got Daredevil, and we got to figure out who's trying to steal her DNA, and
Hulk King is,
and we got to know where Hulk went.
Are they going to address the Hulk?
They
part
got
of
a
it?
Boogie. They got a lot of ground to cover.
Like we do right now.
Yeah, lot of work for them to do in these next two episodes. So let's just keep going.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting to see where they go. I'm liking the show. I think it's fun. I'm excited to see things that just happen in the MCU that don't have to move the MCU forward.
Yep.
I feel like that's a better vehicle for the TV than what they've been doing, where all of the TV feels like this is going to have major ramifications. Like, no, can it just be a show that just happens to be in Marvel? You know, like DC, you know, obviously has the city names that are easier to go with. Marvel's always on its own, where it took everything in real places, right? Except for Wakanda, you know. But like, you know, in DC, it's easy to be like, this show's set in Metropolis, this show's set in Gotham.
Right.
All right, great, it's in there. But like, this can just be in Marvel's New York. Cool. Let's just rock with that for a bit.
Okay. We're good on the She-Hulk thing.
So let's stay Disney.
Yes, we'll stay Disney.
And then we'll close out with some
What did you think of this week's Andor? Now, I've had a couple people message me and tell me how boring the show is and how it's just boring.
Oh, I disagree with that completely. This goes to the exact same point I was just saying for She-Hulk. It's great to have a show in Star Wars. It's just a show. Like, it's just a sci-fi.
Yes.
Thriller. Same thing you get on network TV, on the shows that are just serialized. Like, here's this guy going and doing his thing, and here's setting up the next week, and we're going to go do this bank job and heist and see how it goes. And it's great.
I'm enjoying the hell out of it, to be honest. I really am. I like I said before, I'm not getting any lightsabers. I'm not getting a Darth Vader. We know where the show's going. We know where the show's going to end, but all the stuff in between is really interesting to me right now. And to go briefly, when you go and visit the museum in the episode, there's a lot of Easter eggs in that museum. And I like stuff like this. I like when they drop these little Easter eggs, because I missed half of these. This Easter egg I did not miss. For those of you actually watching, if you have not seen this week's episode of Andor, this probably will be a little bit spoilery, but it doesn't ruin the plot of the movie or the show at all. These are just little Easter eggs shared in one room. This one makes a certain Disney character canon. That right there. You know what that is right there?
It looks like a whip.
That is a whip. That is an Indiana Jones whip in carbonite.
I mean, look.
How that's a meta joke.
Yeah. It's, right? Let's not say that Indiana Jones is in Star Wars canon now, though. That's a little aggressive.
Indiana Jones is Star Wars canon. His whip is in carbonite. That one picture. Then the final picture I have, this one is a little bit more of a deep cut. See if you recognize this without me telling you who it is or what it is. Okay. That's Mon Mothma. We know.
Yeah.
Do you know what this is right here?
I don't. I feel like it's something from probably a long time ago.
That is the, Sith armor of Starkiller from the video game Force Awakens.
Got it.
No, that is cool. The Sith armor from Starkiller.
So what I think, besides the Easter eggs, which are super awesome on the show, what I think is really setting Andor apart from what we've gotten from The Mandalorian and Boba Fett, and I think I said this last week too.
Yeah.
And just any of the stuff that is Lucas-based or in that school is the writing is just actually good.
It really is. It really, really is.
Like, we got more character development on Mon Mothma in this episode than I've gotten from Mando in 2.5 seasons.
I totally agree.
And more motivation than I ever got for anything that Boba did in his show. Like, in one episode, I got more backstrap on her and, what's it, Luthen. Yeah, like, both of them, like, I get more vibes and better and deeper acting and just, like, the whole nine yards.
I mean, Luthen had a kyber crystal that dates back to the it's a race of, wait, I had that. I can't find it.
Cool.
But anyway, and a real fast to a quick little rundown of what was in that thing, like a couple of quick things. There was an unpainted Mandalorian Beskar chest plate and pauldrons. There was a Jedi and Sith holocron side by side.
Oh, interesting.
Which is kind of interesting. Plo Koon's respiratory mask.
Okay.
A Twi'lek Kalakuri heirloom, which if you watch Rebels, that's the little thing that, steals. A Gungan energy shield and Starkiller Sith Stalker armor. Those were the little Easter eggs that they left.
Yeah, I'm excited for the rest of the show and where it keeps going. And like I said, just the dialogue and the writing overall just being so much better than we've seen.
Same.
Honestly, the only spot we've seen writing this good is the animated stuff.
Yeah. True.
Because we haven't gotten in any live action Star Wars except for maybe Rogue One.
Right.
Which didn't feel like a Star Wars movie, which is why it was so good.
Okay. And now for the final bit of spoilery for the night. If you haven't seen. So for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to talk like this. And this is, if you're missing it on the podcast side, I covered my camera because now I'm all blurry because I left a fingerprint on my camera. So
No, it's just got
there. It goes. What did you think of the episode overall this week?
From what I saw, and I texted you during this episode, like, we did. God damn
it. I was about 10 minutes behind, but go ahead.
I don't even know where to start with this episode. They covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, they did.
We moved the story way forward. I mean, you got, let's turn off our Andor spoiler thing. You got little kids in full on brawls with knife fights. You got incest. You got all sorts of just craziness there. You start to see the difference between the books from what I understand.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't read the books.
No, yep.
And the storyline of the show, you get a new dragon for a little brat.
The oldest dragon.
Yeah. I don't think they've done a great job of developing scale for these dragons.
Neither do I.
Like, I never would have thought, unless I'd seen it in articles, that this is the biggest and oldest dragon.
No. And you don't. You only see this dragon in flight one other time before. Real fast, I'm going to answer. Pete asked, the funeral in the beginning was for Damon's wife.
No. Yes. For Damon.
The funeral in the beginning when they dropped the coffin in the water.
Pete just asked. Yeah, it was for her.
Yeah. That's it for that. That's actually the only person that died. Well, yeah.
No, that was it. That was who the funeral was for.
Right. That's where Damon left.
It was what brought the whole... Right, well... It's because of the way that they were
right.
The uncle was talking through is like he was like, yes. Come on, man.
Right.
I thought we got that. I still feel like Matt Smith's doing a great job, but I don't think he's imposing enough.
The chick that the dragon roasted.
Yes. The one that got crushed by the horse was 12 years ago.
Right.
After that, Damon got with Linnaeus's sister, who was a Valerian. Right, but isn't their last name Valeris?
Oh, yeah, Valeris, sorry. Yes.
With her with the white hair, and they had two daughters that, again, seem more than 10 years old.
Yeah.
So Dom brings up some points about Allison. So I don't get where they're going with that. I mean, I get where they're going with it. I just don't know if it's being done well. Where I don't buy that Viserys is like, yeah, Allison, whatever you want, because you gave me these weird, creepy little kids.
Right.
Right. Even after I've already named my daughter is going to be the queen. And it looks like, you know, so now that we got rid of Lanaire, I don't even know the names.
Yes. Damon's wife.
No, of Rhaenyra's husband.
Oh, right. Which is different from the book, but I don't remember reading the book to know that it was different, but his death has changed from what the book was.
Yeah.
That was all Rhaenyra's who wanted to be with Damon, and Damon goes, well, we can't get married because your husband's still alive. And then she was like, do it. Take care of it.
Which was kind of cool how they said, like, I mean, they set up that he wasn't going to be him that died.
Yes.
Real quick. They set that up. However, I think the show was smart to not kill him, because one thing that happens a lot in these Game of Thrones and this and HBO shows in general is once they introduce an LGBTQ character, they get killed off.
Yeah, that's
so crazy. I think they made a smart decision to not do that and let him just go do his thing and live his life. And great, well done. You bring him back in 3 seasons. You know, I'm glad they addressed the fact that everybody knows, except for Viserys, that they're not.
He's got to know. Right? He's got to know.
He does.
He just doesn't want to know. Now,
he also knows that he's going to be dead by the time they take the throne anyway, so who cares?
They need to let him die already. We're getting another age up.
We are getting another time jump next episode.
We're going ahead 8 years, and I'm going to show you the glow up. Aemon Targaryen becomes a little bit of a badass.
Becomes bigger than Aegon. It seems like, based on the way they show him.
Yes. So
I don't know if maybe they just didn't cast the younger Aemon right then.
I don't know. I honestly hate the kids in this show, and that's a good thing, though. Like, I hate the kids because they're all spoiled, whiny little brats, especially Allison's kid.
Yeah.
Who just needs to go stand in a window forever.
Yeah, and it seems like he's not going to be the main character going forward.
I know it looks like Aemon is going to be more of a main character.
I don't know that I want this. They're going to have to get me to buy in on these kids, because I don't understand why they keep getting me characters to get involved with, and then being like, well, it's not about them. It's about these kids instead. Like, okay.
Yes.
Great. Well, it's not about them either. It's about these other kids instead. God damn it. All right.
So,
luckily, you know, what's his name? Doesn't age, apparently.
Matt Smith?
No, Reese Iffens.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He just keeps losing body parts.
And then, no.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yes. The new hand of the king, who's the old hand of the king.
Yeah.
Who would get explanation on that.
Well, they killed off the hand of the king, so he took over.
Right, but why would you bring him back? You dismissed him from the court for all the bad things you were saying.
The queen stopped putting out until you brought him back.
There you go. Somebody did tweet HBO. They actually tweeted HBO Max Help about the darkness. And the reply from HBO Max Help said, we appreciate you reaching out about a night scene in House of the Dragon Episode 7 appearing dark on your screen. The dim lighting of this scene was an intentional creative decision. Thanks.
So, and other points from that article, because I think that's the one I sent you.
No, this is a completely different
one. Oh, so same director as The Long Night.
Of course it was.
Who is also one of the showrunners who stepped down.
Of course.
So hopefully that means the end of the darkness.
I hope so.
In the Game of Thrones world. Speaking of the couple other things, so we get Daemon Daenerys, which, look, it's not any less creepy.
No, but that was the thing that was the thing I was alluding to the last couple of weeks, saying I knew this was happening because I saw that on the family tree.
Yeah, even not having her be 12 anymore doesn't make it any less creepy just because Matt Smith hasn't aged and now they kind of look like they could be a couple.
Yeah, right.
Still super creepy, and I'm kind of glad that scene was really dark. So we got that. I think that was fine. The scene where he tamed the dragon could have been better, but I just don't think that kid was that great of an actor. But he's already off the show, so whatever.
Right, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And I think the strong boys or whatever. I'm also probably over them. No. Isn't that their last name, Strong?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
But, Marwin, you know, Strong.
It really is.
Larry Strong.
I think that'll be acknowledged at some point once Rhaenyra goes, hey, they aren't really royal kids. These are the real kids. So they're bastards, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I wonder where they end up in the historical path. And once we get there. So, yeah, I let's see where it goes.
Real fast, I'm just going to read a couple of these because these are extremely funny. Some of these tweets that you sent me the page. This person said, I searched the House of the Dragon hashtag to see if it was me and my TV, but nobody could see anything in this dark ass episode. This episode of House of the Dragon is nearly unwatchable. They took the years of complaints about dark scenes in Game of Thrones and said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
And this is probably my favorite one. I'm sure that when the editors of House of Dragon watch this on their $1 billion monitor, it looks amazing. But me and my 2017 Roku are over here struggling. That's my favorite one.
Oh, it was great.
I enjoyed the episode. I really think George R.R. Martin loves incest something fierce. I really think that's like really loves it. Like,
yeah,
really loves it.
Yeah.
I'm into the show. I wasn't sure about it to begin with. And, you know, I know I'm going to get hurt again. So I'm just waiting for it to happen.
Yeah. Look, well, time jumps 17 or 18. I mean, right now we're almost, it almost should be time for Jon Snow to be born. So,
don't we get Aegon first?
The guy
up at the White Wall that was the Maester.
The Mad King?
No, no, not the Mad King, the Maester. The guy that was up there being.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was like 100. So he should be close.
We got another couple years. Another time jump or two. And we
were 180 years out. Now we're like only 150 almost.
Right. So you get another two time jumps and he's there. Next week is 8 years. And then the week after that, who knows? Maybe we go 20, 30 more.
Yeah.
This is a couple more fingers, a foot, some toes.
I don't think he's going to make it. I don't think he's going to make it through the next episode. So
I don't know.
Based on what we got, it looks like the high towers are taking over. But we'll see how that goes. So, anyway, thanks everybody for finding the Geek Spot. You can always, like I said before, hit us up on Facebook or Instagram. Join the conversation. You know, in between weeks, we're happy to talk to you. Not just live, but also in between. It's very true.
God damn it, Dom.
Dom bringing up a great point for those people that are listening, dropping us those 5-star ratings and reviews on the iTunes and the Spotify's. Never forget that no matter how this show goes, it ends with Bran on the throne.
Thanks, Dom.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So thank you. We'll see you all next week and have a great time catching all these shows.
Thanks, guys. Bye.